Unit 19. The News. Page 74. 2. Let's listen. These are the beginnings of news reports. What kind of reports are they? Listen and circle the correct answer. 1.
The stock market in New York suffered heavy losses today. U.S. exports declined for the third month in a row.
2.
15 people were injured in a collision between a tourist bus and a truck on Highway 27 this morning.
3.
Police are investigating the theft of a diamond necklace worth $30,000. The necklace was stolen from the Serena department store on Saturday.
4.
Over 25,000 people turned out last night at Flushing Meadows to watch the finals of the U.S. Open tennis tournament.
5.
75,000 fans of singer Elton John were disappointed last night. His free outdoor concert at Central Park had to be postponed because of heavy rain.
6.
A severe storm caused traffic to come to a stop on all major highways. The airport was forced to close down most of the morning.
Page 75. 3. Let's listen. Task 1. Read these newspaper headlines. Then listen to the news reports. Are the headlines correct? Check the answer. 1.
A fire destroyed the famous President Hotel last night. Firefighters helped all the hotel guests escape safely from the building, although some people lost their clothes and luggage. Firefighters say the fire probably started in a guest room, possibly because a guest fell asleep while smoking.
2.
Government health officials have closed down Ocean Gardens, a well-known local seafood restaurant. More than 10 people came down with food poisoning after eating at the restaurant last week. The officials say that the problem was probably caused by the water in the restaurant's fish tanks.
3.
A group of Japanese students was rescued yesterday after being stranded for 10 days in the Australian outback. The trouble started after a vehicle the students were traveling in broke down. Their radio wasn't working either, so the students had to survive by eating snakes, insects, and berries. Luckily, the students are all in good health.
4.
Rock singer Jimmy Wilde didn't arrive for his concert last night, disappointing over 80,000 fans. A representative of the singer said that he was sick, and the concert would be rescheduled for next month. No one knows exactly what Jimmy Wilde's illness was, but sources say he probably had a sore throat.
5.
Coast Guard boats are searching for a fishing boat with a crew of 4, which has been missing for 2 days. Shortly after the boat left land, it ran into a very bad storm and sent out a message for help. The Coast Guard thinks that the boat probably sank during the storm.
6.
And this just in. Bai Yun, the giant panda at the city zoo, has finally given birth to twin cubs. Zoo officials are delighted at this event, since pandas are very rarely born in zoos. Right now, the baby pandas are very small, about the size of a mouse.
Page 75. 3. Let's listen. Task 2. Listen again. Are these statements about things that actually happened or things that probably happened? Check the correct answer. Page 76. 4. Let's listen. Task 1. What are these news reports about? Listen and circle the correct answer. 1.
As a result of the heavy rain over the weekend, city officials fear there may be a flood. Many people living near the river have had to leave their homes. Over 30 families are now homeless. Most of them are staying with friends and relatives. Volunteers work throughout the weekend to place sandbags along the river.
2.
Over 20,000 people so far have visited the National Museum to see the collection of works by the popular Colombian artist Botero. That is the largest number of visitors the gallery has had for several years. This is the first time that Botero's work has been shown in this area, and the collection includes some of his best-known paintings and sculptures.
3.
Several hundred people are fleeing their homes in California because of a forest fire burning out of control only a few kilometers away. The fire began 5 days ago. Hot weather, wind, and a very dry summer are helping the fire spread very quickly. Firefighters have come from as far away as Alaska to help put out the flames.
4.
A customs official at Kennedy Airport was very surprised yesterday when he checked the baggage of a passenger and found over 50 live snakes, some of them very poisonous. The government believes that the passenger was planning to sell the snakes in the U.S. illegally. They would have been worth up to $1,000 each. A few snakes escaped from the suitcases, but airport officials say that all of them were caught within an hour.
5.
A protest by over 5,000 farmers caused major traffic jams downtown yesterday morning. The farmers were in front of the federal building to demand lower taxes on meat and agricultural products. They say that the high taxes make it difficult to earn enough money for their families. Later in the day, government representatives promise to study their demands.
6.
A spokesperson for two of the country's largest airlines, Northern Airlines and Air International, has announced that the two airlines are discussing a possible merger for next year. If the merger goes ahead and the two companies combine, it could be bad news for travelers. Many business experts think that the new company would raise ticket prices.
Page 76. 4. Let's listen. Task 2. Listen again. Are these statements true or false? Check the correct answer.